Do you wish you had reliable whole food plant-based meals that were quick, simple, and actually tasted good? Would you like to find your new favorite healthy drinks, snacks, and desserts that make you smile big? Then you're going to love the Power on Plants cookbook. Inside, you'll find our family's favorite recipes that give us more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. Our clients taste tested these recipes and have given their rave reviews. And then I gathered them all up into one delicious collection just for you. Rich Alfredo sauce, creamy tomato soup, tasty burgers, mouthwatering dressings, nacho cheese sauce, brownie batter hummus, and so many more. You no longer have to choose between healthy and delicious. Grab your cookbook and all the current bonuses at poweronplants.com/cookbook today. That's poweronplants.com/cookbook. You try to go plant-based so many times, but your challenge has been just sticking to it. And you feel like if you just had somebody who could tell you what's the one key, what's the one big key that I need here to make plant-based sustainable, we have the answer for you today, and we can't wait to share it with you. Hey, sister, welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. Are you tired of staring into the fridge wondering what to eat so you can just feel better? Do you want to avoid spending hours in the kitchen making complicated meals in the name of health? Would you love to leave fatigue behind and finally have the energy to do all the things you want to do? Hi, we're Jared and Anita Roussel, Christ followers, healthcare professionals, parents of four, and big fans of great tasting food. We too tried exercising more, eating natural and clean foods, but we still found ourselves struggling with what we thought were changes that come with age or bad genes. And we weren't finding answers the traditional route, so we dug into the research and created our secret nutritional weapon, sustainable plant-based living. The truth is you can eat more whole plant foods, and it's not hard. You just need the way that's realistic and delicious so you never feel deprived. If you're ready to enjoy your meals, no longer be held back by your health struggles, and actively live your life, then you're in the right place. So grab your favorite plant-based cup of happy, pop in those earbuds, and let's get started. Well, hello, sunshine. One big question that keeps coming up for us is, what can I do to make this last? I think a lot of us understand, even I think back when we were trying to do this, we started grasping, looking at the research and seeing, hey, this is real. I mean, we already knew from grandma and grandpa and our parents telling us, you need to eat your fruits and vegetables.
Eat your veggies.
They're good for you. But then you start looking in the research and it's just undeniable. And then you start finding out how the other foods can sabotage your health. And all of a sudden it's blowing your mind and you're going, I've got to eat more plants. I've got to get more fruits and vegetables into my life. But all we can think about in our mind, many of us, it's coming from a dieting culture. And even if you haven't been a dieter, you haven't struggled with weight, I think a lot of times you still think in that dieting mentality. We've even been taught in school, it's calorie. You got to balance your calories. You got to watch your calories. And trying to track numbers and that kind of thing, that is not sustainable. That's not how we're going to be able to live our entire lives in a way that we actually enjoy. So therefore, it's not going to last. If it's not enjoyable, you're not going to do it for the rest of your life. That's not just the taste of the food, but the actual process of your life, of your living. How are you going to enjoy counting these numbers, keeping up with macros, keeping up with micros? That's not normal. We said this before, but were Adam and Eve doing that in the garden? Did God tell us to do that?
I was just thinking that very same thing. Not even back that far. Were your great-grandparents walking up to whatever tree, their
right.
apple tree, thinking, I wonder how many calories are in this apple?
Right.
Does it have the iron that I need? What about these green beans and tomatoes I'm picking from the plant? Do they have the potassium that I need? I'm pretty sure they weren't thinking that.
Right. And so these things can sabotage you. The truth is you have an enemy. As a believer, we all know this, right? You have an enemy. He does not want you to achieve the purposes, your calling that you were placed here to live. You have a calling on your life, something special that God has just for you to do in this world. And you can't do that if you're not getting the foods that fuel your body well. And obviously, we know that those are whole plant foods. If you don't, we can talk more about that later. But, you know, we've got 250 exact episodes, y'all. This is our 250th episode. Can you believe that? Celebrate with us right now. Let's just take a minute for that. We are so thrilled that you have joined us on this journey and to have that much amazing, actionable content for you. Listen, we watch the podcast. It keeps growing and growing. We've got well over 100,000 downloads now. We're ranking in charts almost every country now. It is crazy. Some countries, I'm thinking, how are they listening to us? Do they really even know English? We love having you
join
us.
We don't speak those languages. No. I don't speak Dutch. I don't speak Danish.
But if you're in another country, we are so glad that you're joining us too. And we want you to know that this is something that is going to change your life. But what we need to know is, how do I do this in a way that will last? We hear it over and over again. I've tried plant-based. It doesn't work for me. And so you want to figure out, why is it not working for me? What is going to make all the difference? And there is one thing that Jared and I see over and over again. There are a lot of different things we could lead you through. There is a success path that we have, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes because all those steps are very important. But if you just sat down with us and you said, look, I've tried this. I keep falling off the wagon, or I just am not successful like I want to be. I keep falling back into my old habits. It's just not working for me. What can I do? How do I make the switch? So there is one thing that we see time and again, that 100% of our clients that get results, every single one of them do this thing. And it's getting into a community with like-minded believers who are on the same plant-based path and getting active. It's not just about being there. You can sign up and join us inside our group coaching and mastermind program, Power on Plant Society. We can coach you. You can learn. You can gain the facts. You can gain the knowledge. But until you get in there and get that knowledge and then start taking simple action, you're never going to get results. So the first step is you've got to be in the community. And we're going to talk about why that is important. But the next step is taking action on what you learn. But the big thing is being inside that community, because the action comes from the momentum, the excitement that you gain. I know all of you that are listening that are part of Power and Plant Society, you're all sitting there going, yeah, yeah, that's it. That's how I'm getting results. Because this is what we hear from you all the time. You all are getting to know each other. You're sharing the new recipes that you tried. You're sharing how you love the app that we use to get organized. You're putting those special files on there that you each can download so you don't have to type in the recipes. So you're growing all your new favorites together, and it just fuels you on.
We see the excitement with each and every post. It's just growing and growing, and it's becoming just more of this vibrant community that we absolutely love.
Oh, I love just seeing all of you soar. It is so amazing. But the ones we see soar, they don't come in to amass knowledge. Because listen, let's truth be told, there's plenty of knowledge right here on this podcast to get you started. 250 episodes now. Yay! You know, you can take those and start implementing now. If the doors are closed when you're listening and we don't have Power and Plant Society open right now, take action on the podcast episodes, get started, and get your name on the wait list so you don't miss out. And then come into Podcast Insider's Experience. We're going to leave the link here for you where you can join the free community and start getting results and be there and gain knowledge and wisdom and excitement from each other. Because the truth is, what happens inside of the right community is you get the support that you need, the encouragement that you need. You get your questions answered. You gain momentum. And it's just like a snowball that starts going downhill. You one step, it even could be messy action. It doesn't have to be big things that you start doing. You just start taking action, getting result, and it fuels you and it makes you want to do the next thing and the next thing. And the way we do it, you're going to actually love what you're doing because you're finding those new favorites. You're learning how to make it work with your busy life, and you're gaining friends all at the same time who want you to succeed. They're cheering you on.
The stories that we see so many times as far as support, many people that decide they want to go plant-based, their friends and family are not on board. And they sometimes can sabotage that effort. Mm-hmm. And when they can come into this community and see, whoa, there are other people that are wanting to do this like me. I have other people to bounce ideas off or just encourage me. Don't underestimate what that can do for your efforts.
And then when you see
it's like jet fuel.
Oh, absolutely. And then you see the people there that have already taken steps. They're already that step ahead of you, or two steps or three steps ahead of you, and they can help pull you along because you see what they're doing. It inspires you. It shows you where you can be 1 month, 2 months, a year, 2 years down the road. I mean, we have people in the membership that have been there for several years, and they're like, I look forward to this every single day. You're my people. These are my people. It's like Jared says, don't automatically have that around you, maybe in your household or at your job. And so you want to have that community of like-minded believers who are on the same path, and it makes all the difference every single time.
But I don't want you to get intimidated by thinking, okay, this is what I'm going to look like 5 years from now or a year from now. Some people are getting results in as little as 2 days.
Yeah, one of our new community members, Amanda, was just sharing that in just 2 days, she said, my cravings for junk have gone way down amazingly, and my energy and patience have already improved. I want to stick with it for this and a million other reasons, right? That's how we all feel. You do this for 1 day, 2 days, you start getting these amazing results. The food tastes really good, and you just think, how am I going to continue this? But when you're in a group, that's where you ask that question. What do I do next? What are your suggestions for beginners? What are your suggestions for keeping this up and maintaining it long term?
And getting that encouragement from those people.
But the amazing thing is, she's doing the right thing. She's already inside the free community, already interacting and making new friends, already posting and asking the right questions. And time after time, these are the people that we see that get results. We know when somebody comes into the free group, we know who's going to have success. When somebody comes into the membership, we go, oh, wow. Okay. It's on. Like, they're already posting. They've posted their picture. They posted information about themselves to share with the community. And they get on and they make that first post. It might not be a perfect picture, but it's like, hey, here's what I ate today. You know, what would you do different? Or what do you think? Or whatever it is, just sharing a win. Hey, you know, I've been doing this for 3 days only, and look what I pulled together. And it doesn't have to be professional. It doesn't have to be perfect. We are so
It doesn't
real.
Have to be perfect. Perfect is overrated. Yeah. It takes too much time to try to compose all that.
This is one of the main reasons our group is not on Facebook. You will not find our Podcast Insiders Experience or our membership on Facebook. We have our own private platform with our own private app because it makes it so much more personable and real. There's none of the fake and all those things that can distract you from what you're trying to achieve in your life. We don't need that stuff. We don't have time for that. We've got places to go, people to see, things to accomplish in this life, and we've got to feel great in order to be able to do that. And the only way that's going to happen is if we do what Grandma said, and that's eat our fruits and vegetables.
Plus, it's just so much more fun for this to be real. You can sit down with your plate. You know what? I'm going to take a picture and just share that in the experience, or share that in the society. And boom, done. You don't have to think about, okay, I need to make this real pretty, get the good lighting, and then this becomes this ordeal that takes you 30 minutes.
And then you're hating life, and you want to pull out your hair, and then you just can't post it by that time. And then you're sitting down to eat your food, and
you're
it's cold.
Irritated.
And hangry. You're hangry by that point. You want to eat your food. So the big key is, if you ask either one of us, what do I do to get success? You get into community with like-minded believers. You start taking the steps, taking messy action. It's okay if it's messy. You don't have to do it perfectly. Oh, I fell off the wagon. What do you mean by that exactly, right? You got to ask yourself, did I really fall off the wagon, or am I just learning and growing? Is this just something I can say? Because there are no mistakes. If you mess up, quote, mess up, it's only a problem if you don't learn something from it here. You just want to learn and grow and keep moving forward.
I'm over here smiling, and I see Anita smiling at me smiling. I have to think about Bob Ross. There are no mistakes, just happy accidents.
Just happy little accidents.
That's how we found some of our best recipes.
Absolutely.
Kind of quote unquote accidental. Now, you mentioned something, and I thought of a great analogy for this, and it doesn't involve cars, thankfully. Talking about falling off the wagon, because we do hear this over and over and over again. But do you fall off the wagon? Maybe. But does that mean that you have failed and lost all your progress? No. And here's what I was thinking in my mind. Let's say you're walking up a hill, and it's a steep hill. You stumble, you fall, you tumble down. Now, in this analogy, you don't get hurt, but you fall back down to the bottom of the hill. There, you're starting all over again. You've got to make up all that progress again. But if you fall off the wagon, let's say the ground is soft, you fall off, you don't hurt yourself, you just get back up on the wagon, but you've not really lost the progress that you've made. All those things that you've learned, the skills, the recipes, the relationships within these communities, those are still there.
Right.
You just maybe you stumbled a little bit, but that's okay.
Right. But you don't lose the progress as far as you know what you know. You've unlearned the myths and you've learned the truths, right? These are the things I want to take you now through the five steps of our success path. And that's what we do inside the membership. And that's what we're teaching you here today off our success path. That's what we do with every training we have falls under one of these five steps. And these are the five steps to success, to making plant-based sustainable. Step number one is getting your mindset right. So that is getting the myths out, the things that you believe that just aren't true. And there are a lot of those things. We talk about several of those here, but there are some big keys because the enemy lies to us. He tells us things. He takes truths and he twists them. And he wants us to believe things that aren't true because they keep us stuck.
Are you having fun and getting some helpful tips today? Then please leave Mom and Dad a review because they love getting to know you more.
Friend, we hope you're enjoying this episode as much as we love sharing it with you. It's our prayer that it's inspiring you and filling you with hope. If so, would you stop right now and share this podcast with another woman who's been praying for a health breakthrough? It would be a huge blessing to us if you'd take a few seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts too. And now, back to the episode.
And why is this important? Because our thoughts will guide our actions. If what we think is wrong, then the actions we take based upon those false beliefs will also be wrong. They will not guide us to our optimal health. They will not guide us in what the Lord has planned for our lives. I mean, we will go in the wrong direction. It's kind of like having a wrong map. So, hey, car analogy. You go on vacation, you have the wrong map, you're not going to end up at your destination.
Right. And so you've got to think about your thoughts. Why does God care so much about our thoughts and our thought lives? Why does he talk so much about that in his word? Protecting your thoughts, protecting what comes in through your eyes and your ears and all those things. Because what you think, you will do. This is why mindset is so important. I want you to think about that for a minute. What you think about, you will do. Okay. And so the enemy knows how important your thoughts are. If you don't think it, it also, this is true. If you don't think it, it won't happen. Okay. So if you don't think plant-based is possible, or if you don't think that this is the path for you, then it's not going to be. You know, if you don't think this is going to work for you, if you go in and you think, well, I'm going to try it, but it's probably not going to taste good. Well, you know what? It's probably not going to work for you. You've got to get your thoughts right first, okay? So you can't be believing things like, I'm not going to get my nutrients. I'm not going to get my protein. Where am I going to get my calcium? All these things that we've been taught to believe that just aren't true. So you have to get your mindset right. That's why mindset and busting those myths and replacing them with truth is the number one thing that we talk about. It's step number one in our success path. Step number two is getting your environment right. This is the people, places, and things around you. So when we talk about people, that's getting in the community. That's the number one big key we see over and over again. And it's not just being there and amassing knowledge, because you can get knowledge, right? You can get knowledge. It is the relationships. It is the give and take. It's the building up. It's the pulling each other forward. It's the opposite of crabs. It's like pulling each other out of the bucket, right? That's what we do inside the right community.
And I would say joining, but not ever showing up, is going to do about as good as, you know, with the first of the year coming up, joining a gym, but never stepping foot in that door. Your muscles aren't going to grow.
Right,
same thing
right.
here. If you join the community, but you don't show up, you don't participate, you don't get that encouragement, don't give that encouragement,
right.
nothing will happen.
And even if you show up and you gain the information and try to do it on your own, how is that different than what you're doing now? Yes, you're getting more information, but you're still trying to put it into action on your own. And there's something about community. God's made us to live inside of community. Probably you've heard you're not an island, right? We were not created to be an island. We were not created to live this life alone. And so it's amazing that when we get together and we start sharing this life, how much farther you can go. It's the same thing being around the wrong people. How much quicker they can pull you backwards, keep you stuck.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So you've got to think about these principles in your life. So your thought life matters, but your environment is also crucial. And that's why that step number two for us is the people, it's the places you go, and it's the things that surround you. So there we would talk about getting your pantry right. Like what Anita, Jared, what do y'all use? What's your favorite product for this and favorite product? And where do you buy this and that? That's where you get that information. And it's not just asking us in the community. You now have people that are already walking this path that can tell you what they're buying too. So it's amazing. It's amazing what community
we call it a mastermind, and it is.
It's a mastermind.
It's all of these people together. Sharing what they've learned, giving encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
And then we go to step three. That's make it quick. It has got to be fast, sister. We can't be spending hours and hours in the kitchen. And there's so many tips and strategies that work to make it quick. They're not hard. They're easy. This is not hard. Plant-based isn't hard. That's another lie of the enemy that you got to get rid of. This is not hard. It's not a diet, okay? It's just not. We've got to wrap our mind around what's true and right and good, but we need to learn to make it quick. Step number four of the Power and Plant Success Path is make it simple. It's not only got to be quick, it's got to be simple to do. Simple processes, simple ingredients. How do we simplify it? That's what I always ask with everything I teach and train you to do. It's always about making it quick and simple. And step number five, the last and final step, is making it delicious. You've got to know the strategies for making it taste good and still keeping it healthy, right? Because it's got to fuel your body well. We're going to make it the food you love that loves your body back. There are specific things that we teach you under each of these categories. But the one thing we want to highlight today is what we've highlighted for you, and that is getting a community, becoming active. And that doesn't, I don't want you to think, I don't have time for that. I'm busy. Like, I've got kids. I run here and there. I do the carpool. I've got work. I'm building this and that. You don't have time not to, sister. What is fueling all those dreams? What is helping you to get up out of bed and not hurt in the morning and to have the extra energy you need to go on the trip you want to go on, to make the memories with your family you want to make, to volunteer at the nursing home, all those things that God's called you to do? What's fueling that? What's fueling that? You do not have time not to, but I'm telling you, this doesn't have to take a massive amount of time. It just doesn't. It can be as quick, simple, and tasty as you want it to be. And that includes getting inside the group. You don't have to spend all day in there. Just the simple action of showing up, posting and sharing what's going on with you, offering a word of encouragement, and gaining some before you go is going to skyrocket you to where you want to be.
And in the spirit of simple, our standalone app makes it so quick and simple just to hop into the community. Maybe read a few posts, make some posts of your own, like, comment, and then you're on your way.
Look, it's crazy simple how easy we've made it. We could go through so many things about how we've made this simple for you. We have a platform and we have a community inside the membership, inside Power and Plant Society, which we know that many of you want to start the year right. You want to have an amazing year this year. You want the energy that you need to do all those things. You want to be excited about getting up in the morning because you're not hurting, because your lab levels are returning to normal, because you're getting off the medications under your doctor's supervision while you eat whole food plant-based. This happens. High blood pressure reverses, diabetes reverses. All these incredible things can happen, but you have to take the steps and get yourself inside community. So the first of the year, because we know how you want to start the year right, we've decided to make a special opening of the society. It is going to be for 1 week only. 1 week only. So make sure that you don't miss it. This is your opportunity to build the life that you want to live. We are beyond excited for you. Listen, you're going to join the community and it is going to be amazing what you're going to accomplish this year. We are so over the top excited for you. Go right now to poweronplants.com/society and get your name on the wait list. poweronplants.com/society. We will let you know as soon as the membership opens. We'll also be announcing it here. So if you're a weekly listener to the podcast, you don't have to worry about missing out. And as soon as we announce the dates, get it on your reminders, on your phone, because so many times people miss out And they think afterwards, I don't know why I didn't get in. I thought it was closing tomorrow, but it closed today. Make sure you get this on your notification so you don't miss out. Go to powerplants.com/society and get your name on the list today. We are so looking forward to all the amazing things that God has in store for you this year. It is going to be a life-changing one. You're not going to make New Year's resolutions this year and in February or March be falling off the wagon because you are setting yourself up for success, and we are so here for it. So sisters and brothers, you now have the key. You know exactly what you need to do to get success. We look forward to meeting you soon and to seeing you next time on Power on Plants.